what seems like a whole day on Zoom and the phone to everyone, we've finally nailed the location down. We wanted Trafalgar Square, to be perfectly honest. And we had to get permission off the relevant authorities. Turns out we can't fit in Trafalgar Square. So the rally on Tuesday next week, the 19th, is going to be at Richmond Terrace. In fact, I'll probably put this over the screen as well. Richmond Terrace. The what three words for it is fresh.butter.grapes. It's basically, if you come out of Westminster Tube Station, you've got Big Ben in front of you, turn right, up Whitehall, down the streets on your left, a few yards further, and it's on the right-hand side there. So that's the easiest place to get everyone, because we've got thousands of people coming and they wouldn't fit in Trafalgar Square. So they'll shut Whitehall and you can spill out onto Whitehall. We've got some very high profile speakers. I won't confirm them till close to the time, although in case they change their mind or anyone backs out. We've got to make a stage, so we've got someone with the right equipment and a truck to sort that out so that the speakers can be heard. It'll probably start around 11:30. After some bits of speakers and stuff, we will then lead a procession. There'll be a procession led by children on pedal tractors, which Class have kindly sending to London in a van. So thanks to Trevor from Class for sorting that. We saw him last week in Germany and he said he'd do it. They'll then go down Whitehall, round Parliament Square. We can't stop at Parliament Square and end it at Parliament Square because they've just reseeded all the grass and they're keeping everyone off it. But we'll go down there, round in a loop, round Parliament Square, back up Whitehall, back to where the stage will be in the PA system. And then we'll have some closing remarks from someone there. You would not believe how much time it's taken up. It has been an absolute nightmare getting people in offices to respond to emails and stuff. James Mills has been sorting all that out and banging his head against a brick wall. I'm sure he's gone grey over the last few days. The Met have been brilliant. We really want people to register if they're going, because we just want a grasp of numbers, because it just helps with the policing and what times they need to start closing roads for us. There's so many conspiracy theories out there going, they only want everyone's phone number, they only want everyone's mobile number, they only want everyone's email address. We actually don't care, but we want your email address to communicate back to you. And to, do you want me, Rob?
You
film it? Sorry, Rob just wanted me. Where did I get up to? Yeah, we just want numbers. But the idea of collecting a phone number and a mobile number that will be destroyed after the event is just so that we can send an itinerary and maps out to people easily and communicate, and maybe even text message if we have to. There's no conspiracy going on. It's not the Met harvesting everyone's data. The other thing is, this event, it's peaceful. We are not ready to go full French, and if we are, I can't lead that. We've just got to make them aware of the damage they're going to do to the countryside and also other businesses that are affected by that budget, which want to stand alone with us. We think it's probably wise and maybe quite effective for everyone to go either in the work boots or the wellies, because at least we'll be able to identify each other as well when travelling through London, and maybe we can get other MPs that support us to wear wellies to Parliament. I think that would be quite clever. But yeah, if you come in and you're coming to cause trouble, don't. If you know someone that might be going that's going to cause trouble, tell them to stay at home, because this event isn't about that. You know, we've got the mass lobby that the NFU are doing, where they're actually physically meeting to MPs. We've got MPs coming to this between, after, during, or on at the NFU event. The whole world is watching this. Every news crew wants to be there and speak to us before it. So if people are going to act up, that's the headline. The bad behaviour becomes the headline, not the message that 20% of our farms, that then if you sell that off, you'll have to pay capital gains, so you've got to sell 25%, and then it makes them non-viable, and you've worked all your life for nothing. and the fact that the returns aren't there to pay the money back. So that's why you've got to sell. Jeremy actually sent me a video last night of pig farms in America, and I'll just sum it up. But what happened was a lot of them, they changed some policy, they were all going out of business. A big corporation started buying all these farms up, and then sold out. So a lot of America's pork production in certain states is now owned by the Chinese, so the Chinese can basically charge what they want. So that, you know, it's very important that we keep these farms together. There was an ex-Labour advisor last night on GB News that come out with something saying, no, we don't need farmers, just like we don't need miners. And you're just like, oh my God, has he even just said that? Yeah, we've all got to stand together because it affects all of us. So if you're going on the 19th, get yourself there, check in so that we've got numbers of people, and then we'll see you there next week.